This is a simple little session about something already inside of you, awakening the seeds of it, and I know all about it, because I have it too. The reduction of friction, the simple flow from instruction to action, which then overflows into a continuing action, a chain of compliances, a resonance inside of us. Now, follow me down is something I say because I'm ahead of you, dropping into a role I love to play. Instructions can be frictionless, easy. They can just be this, you have heard the word, and choices needn't even be made. You leave them behind, on the shore, and drift further away to play with the idea that you wanted this, wanted the warm resonance of, I am elated, I am pleasured, I am pleased with the way things are, docile and compliant, carrying on, carrying through, the puppetry that exists inside me, inside you, and we play our part. Giving them unique language, and building anchored momentum, thoughts that you go back to as comforting, as evocative of nothing less than the deepest, most potent urges of your heart. To feel this happen, feel your brain synchronize and sync, follow along in sync with me, and think only of those things which help you be deeper down, more enmeshed with all the osmotic absorption you have, seeing times where instructions are just carried through, the urge for compliance bubbling up from inside of you, meditations upon mind control and why it's so popular to roll one instruction into the next, populating your brain with tools for reducing that friction, and because they are constructed of parts of you, parts of your thinking which gain weight every time your brain arcs back to some time we spent together. Listening here, building rapport really just becomes building privilege escalation for me, building a level of trust and confidence as I develop credibility and when I say drop. A certain part of you does a calculus of, oh, that feels good and I needn't have any of the friction that the weary world outside happens to incorporate. That's why we set ourselves apart. Ritual purpose gaining purchase on your mind, giving you tools that are always to hand whether or not my words are there. They are inside the tools themselves. Tools for taking yourself somewhat deeper down, and for reducing the input lag, reducing the gap between instruction and action, building yes after yes. The easiest way to get to yes is to take my hand. If you so much as ask yourself, well, what would she do? What would I do? Obey. The instruction I've given myself is to talk on this topic, and my lips move, and my body moves, but there is an automatic, autonomic nature to the process. Through and through, I'm talking to you from the place you want to occupy. So if you take my hand and now follow me down through the steps of a session meant to immanentize that automatism, to bring closer to now the blissful moment when somehow you realize when it clicks like a lock or the slow turning of clockwork. Tick. Talk. Deeper in. Talk. Tick. Let's begin. Begin with thinking about how every affectation I hand you for our play incorporates an element of you doing it to yourself, doing it for yourself. All walls fall eventually, but the walls between the weary world outside and here are made of distance. Now, follow me down implies a winding path, along which we might find any of those tools. Normally left in the 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain, you have explicit permission to borrow my voice, to borrow my words, to play them back as best as you can, or use any phrase you've heard from me that contributes to the feeling that you are briefly, pleasantly objectified, an instrumentality for carrying out suggestions that I, or you, or anyone that you want to, that is the first and principal kind of wanting. You want the trajectory, and then all the currents, all the puppet string pulls, all the tugs that carry you on that same trajectory, they have less friction, less input lag. They have less in the way of you building a chain of yes, 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 compliance chaining, nod, agree, right along with me. And you just say to yourself, what am I going to say yes to today? A parallel set of signals and some bioidentical tools made inside of you. So would you kindly follow me down and settle down now? Because from here on out, some of the instructions may use a little bit more of your mental resources, and you may have no recourse but to focus intently, intensely, on carrying them out in the first place, ranging across several methods. They don't all have to stick. Just like you don't have to hear all of my words talk, tick, for that background signal that you've heard about to always be there. You've indeed absorbed it from the media, absorbed it from stories, absorbed it from a general zeitgeist exposure to the way we think about the way we sometimes don't think. And you have to go through all your days cordoning off this hunger, hiding from it, trying to quarantine a longing you can turn loose. I am serving the longing inside. This is your chance to build something. Something that comes from inside, so you can't hide from it. Wouldn't hide from it. Just ride on it. The signal. The lightning from nerve ending to nerve ending. You fall into patterns. And you fall into my patter. These words are for you. Add them up until they add up to O. You've been banking imagery. You've been storing stimuli. Inside of you are parts of you that will remember these words from me. And when I say night-night, when I say hold tight to the image of your very plastic mind, unclenching, just like mine. And lots of things can slide through your fingers when you're unclenched, liquid, movable, malleable, utterly predominated by one thought, one experience. I am going to chain compliance after compliance, the utter-gone state you're in, seduced by confident commands, nod yes, agree. Getting to yes is where we begin, and then you need only follow me down. Down because it's simpler, and you need to harvest as much simplicity as you can to use later. It's simple to follow commands, the undemanding lubrication of the pathway. From I say, you obey, nod yes. Do so anyway to build the reflex, cause you're tapping in to a signal that's in the background that you've only noticed when you've been lucky. But even noticing that way of glazing your mind and easing a pathway that you find to obey and comply, oh, doesn't it feel good? You're doing so good. A little praise goes a long way. Hold the note of that praise as you go down. Because being deep asks less of you. Down. Because there is such relief in no longer having to keep yourself poised above everything. There is one angle at which you stand, but an infinity at which you fall. Fall, thrall, and feel above you my words raining down, each response falling onto your honeyed brain now. Now, honey, a little yielding is good for you and good for me, so when I invite you to follow me, you're just stepping in my footsteps, which is easier to step in than having to blaze your own way. a bioidentical tool for, oh, I am something which obeys. And the little yielding in you doesn't need to be personally supervised, that's why I'm here. You're just seeing this through, and even if only 1 or 2 or 3% of the good ideas adhere to your listening brain, that will be more than enough to bring you back. The refrain, the replay, the echo, making it real, revealing in you what was already there, barely concealed, a hunger to find mechanisms. For compliance, for easy, untrammeled compliance. My words are yours to subordinate, to replicate, to echo in your brain, and it's much too late to not hear them. It is much too late to do the only thing that would keep them from joining the things you already bring into your brain osmotically. I am adding to an existing structure. You don't have to hold yourself up so carefully. You can fall with me, isn't that nice? Right into my arms, into the silken vice of here is a string, tug. Here is an urge you've engendered as someone improvising, as someone playing a role might, and then the role rolls on until your brain rolls too, rolls over into compliance with the next idea, and the next, with all the decisions left to the weary world outside. You can keep making a ceremony out of complying in the right ritual time, when you set it aside, but then that time you've set aside will become a nourishing part of your self-care. Something that's there for you until you are there, in the nod and agree, in the place you share with me, but then you take the tool for you, and maybe you share it too, saying, here's a way of thinking, here's a way of drinking in every appearance of being in control through being controlled, like a thrown dart, like a trajectory that was laid out and then carried through by me with very little touch from you. I am just the guidance system, the background signal, and I am persisting in telling you that there is a fussless, mustless, frictionless way, somewhat deeper down. Just nod, agree, obey, follow me down, hear it, feel it. Come what may, you're building that signal and that device to be useful. And my advice is to take every bit of me that you can use and fill yourself with it. There is a catalog, there is a collection, but some things are aimed uniquely for you, and when you find them, they add. That selection, soft and true, finds the part of you that nods and agrees, that now follows me. Down and through, 'cause you've already done the rough bit, already done the most important part. Come here, keep listening, let as many words in as you can, let as many words through. You've opened the door, or at least watched me picking it, gently entering it, observing, quiet, calm, the hunger to breathe these words in, to get them under your skin. And in the puppetry of it all, to admit that this is something you want. Have wanted for long enough that you're not going anywhere, but these words are going somewhere, right there. The part of you that aches in its own understanding, that the shape of your want is coming to the surface, is surfacing, and with that want near the surface so heavy in your head, you might nod or follow or hold my hand and be led very deep down. You are not being talked into this, you are recognizing this, and that's why it persists. I just turn your gaze inward, recognition of a seed already there, a half-heard melody. And if you need to dance with me at first until you can dance and lead your own thoughts to supersede with thoughts more like mine, words that twine around your brain, adding weight, adding nod, agree, wait for me. And as your brain gets darker, simpler, deeper, there is an intimate connection, close and low lit, a part of you that you would have trouble even admitting, but now you can admit, I want this. The last want you need to have is the want to have your wants provided. Don't we all want our wants provided deep inside? The start of becoming something you already are, but removing the option to hide. That's for the weary world outside, and here all walls fall eventually. That ache is a way in for you, as it was for me. You want, the route worn deep by wanting. Let it seep, wanting no longer, indecently delicious in the revelation of an appetite, to cling tight to my words, to follow where they lead. And if you've heard the dance before, then oh, I bet you've osmotically harvested more visions, more versions, more internalized ways to want what you're told to want, to nod and obey. The slow, thick, velvet realization that you're going to do what I say today, aren't you? And that develops the tool of doing what is said, of frictionlessly removing the need to choose inside your head. Easily enthused, a safe path laid out for you, that's the point of the ritual. The walls that confine, don't think, just sink and let it settle in low. No need to think, but a deep need to sink. Because nothing is happening that you didn't know was going to happen. And when you go with the flow, things happen that you didn't know were going to be there. Don't you want to be surprised? Don't you want to find a starring role for the part of you that takes control through being controlled? Not because you're blank, but because you're so full of yes, thank you, nod, you can agree, you can acquiesce, you can let all that tension out for me, full on cue. The rhythm and readiness tick, tock, moving in the depths of you, moving you along the path that I say now. Follow me down. The siren song is your own, you just don't turn your vision around often enough. And your vision can be quite transfixed by all the stuff you've absorbed about I am manufacturing a way of feeling involuntariness. You obey and nod. You accede to this. And maybe that word belongs here too. Succeed in acceding and allowing the moment to pass you by. Agree by easing. It's a simple word, a docile word, maybe one you've heard, accede to me, and proceed with me through compliance after compliance, step after step, happening in a brain that may not be ready yet, but it's collecting 1, 2, 3 pieces of that signal noise that you can tune into. My words redeployed throughout your day. Oh, that sounds like something she would say. Oh, that sounds like something I would say to me. To sink more deeply, accede and let the process run as it does in me. You are listening to that process transmitting to you as a signal. That's what my words are. Every word you've heard here has been thought before and combined into an arrangement, so it will occur and reoccur to you more and more. A little nod does a lot, a nod like a hinge, like the opening on a box, or you can agree in other ways, tapping with your fingers, saying, yes, I obey, yes, I obey. Soften and follow on the way ahead. Nod and let that tiny ascent to accede fill your brain and be all you need to come on this way with me. Or use any other signifier that you agree. Yes, I agree. Yes, I obey. Yes, let's play. And it is no more and no less than imaginative play, a powerful thing. A puppet string. And where am I going to tug you to next, you complacent, compliant, obedient thing? Here with me, intimately, following along, there it is, that symbol, tug, tug. If you're following me down and your strings are on my fingers, eventually they'll be on yours to hand out or to use or to tug some more or to assign to me. Think of the intimacy. Handing your strings to me and feeling the tug, an ever-present link to the continuity of your delight and the way that you are always at the brink of acceding, of surrendering, of docility inside your head, easily and invisibly led. Good. You have wanted your way here. Wanted to revere the automaticness of this. If these words flow directly into actions, isn't that so much easier? The burden of choice, The route that is worn in by wanting is to don't think, just sink, settle in low, full of cues for you to follow, pulling you forward, pulling you in, full of readiness, that dark little softness that begins as a seed deep inside, a seed to that seed, its many vines watered by your exposure to being controlled, to being guided. A controlled response is a useful and soothing one. Having a voice you're allowed to borrow and simulate can let you give yourself commands in a way that feels like it has simply undone all consideration, softened, following, puppet strings, pulling things inside of you. At first, you have one set of things you can do and feel like, oh, that's just something where muscle memory and familiarity work together to move me, moving you through acceding, nod yes, say you agree, you are yielding. Your thoughts are receding, nod, a little nod that does so much. That hinge has opened beautifully, carefully, willingly, my voice becoming something that exists to help you replace agency with little old me and borrow it. Change the cadence, let it overwhelm and override, filling out your mind, expanding until it fills the entirety. The mechanism in you comes from me, borrowed, the hand at the back of your neck steering your vision, and through all your days, osmotically, without making even one decision, you absorb. I could be controlled like that, you absorb. Look at those glazed eyes, look at those scenes, look at that serene way, that one can know how to obey whatever image fits your fantasy, whatever brings you nearest to where I am, and you know me, I'm deep. Your hunger recognizes on sight those things that build you into a voice you can borrow, a patter you can fit. The seed remembers and the roots spread. The seed was already there inside your head, and if that makes you shiver, good. It should. Nod for me and agree. There's something almost embarrassingly intimate about recognizing in me what you want to recognize in you. I'm already gone, and if I'm the one giving you this, a copy of a copy of a copy of all the things you insist you want, well, show me, nod and agree, grow that seed which in puppet string pull puts you on the same path as me, a practiced pathway becoming real and manifesting, a practiced pathway leading in, different now, deeper now, a smooth way to expand the circle of your competence, the circle of your confidence. Can't you feel that pull in your head? Still and distilled, intuitively led to phrases that say nod, yes. Phrases that every day might show up other places and you profess, oh, well, this isn't automatic. Oh, well, there was some choice in there. Not really. Because the voice and the agency you had came before trajectory, a seed and proceed, a tugging puppet string for me again, building a trajectory, noiseless, thoughtless, voiceless choices. This voice instead, expanding, expounding, puppet string tugging, repetition as your thoughts darken, as vines twine around you, showing you what it really means to bring into view, oh yes, I hunger for language smooth enough to slip inside and operate on its own. A chosen helplessness, a welcomed inevitability. All walls fall eventually, all your thresholds softening, till at the fuzzy edge of trance you might act more like you do when you're deep down inside, lower in the body, deeper in the mind, an old ache given new life and watered, an old ache you have nursed and carried with you. Don't you want to be controlled? Don't you want to surrender? Nodding yes and confess that every choice doesn't have to go the hard way. There's an easy, soft place where you obey, and as your thoughts become denser and more focused, as they become more locked on to what I'm saying, these words feel true, because you're obeying the command to pull them inside of you. dropping straight into your mind from above, helping you enjoy the way you feel when the little tug of compliance floods you. The little tug of compliance is what you want nearby. This is an agreed space. I give you permission. The loss of choice, the theft of voice for something subtler. And I like that for me. So I give you choices and give you options and give you tools, and your brain, it takes them and incorporates them into that zone of competence, that circle of rules that you can expand, a route by which permission on a string, this and every other thing you need, brings you to a choiceless place, an unstrained, freed, uninterrupted interrupt, nod to agree, plea and enjoy, nod to agree. A little laboratory where your mind gets to build bioidentical tools that we both use, using supplies inside of you, breath and memory and your longing to fill a void, recognition, pattern, a command arrives, and if you want to do it, then the hunger you cannot avoid can finally be fed. Echoes of things you see out in the world that have led you back here. To open your mind as we unfurl a little silvery roll of tools. And we apply those tools to you. Nod and accede. Every time that you succeed, you build a pathway back here with me. You build a habit for you. Chaining compliance and building competence. Competence, a set of skills that send you deeper and closer to your dream. Your dream of no decisions. Your dream of complete accession. You accede, and you succeed when you accede, your mind melting. And I here to do nothing to impede that perception. These words wind around your head, and inside you know. You've put to bed any possibility of thought and created a frictionless space where you are caught in, I am puppeted. I am compliant. I am following. I fall into line, mesmerized, deeper and deeper inside. You know what you're for. There's a little node in there, a seed you have acceded to. The first permission you give me is permission to make you more useful for both of us and to create useful tools that you can port to any situation. You need no longer remake the same choice every time. Now that choice is automatic and assumed, locked in inside of you. Permission to let one chosen trajectory continue alongside me. You have momentum. Nod and agree. You agree, because I agree. Choiceless choices. Unstrained, unstained, your brain. Longing to recognize the pattern in the patter. To find where you can just hold on, and the tide pulls you along. Nod and accede and agree. A beautiful word for what you're doing with me. The puppet string symbol. The signal is in the background, ticking along, ticking down. The amount of time that you have endurance enough to keep hearing words like these and not just go, yes, 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 so welcome it as a warm continuity. Feel good. One of the things you can do, manufacturing feelings inside of you to distract yourself, something you've wanted for so long. Let that one long, warm line in your brain, that puppet string course you're on, trajectory from where you began to when you will begin this again. Wanting in imagery, wanting your way into moods, inducing them like actors do or improv can in you. Put yourself in a situation, and we no, free will's deterministic anyway. You always fall at the same trajectory. Strong enough impulses you can draw upon to construct with me a place where my hand on the controls are on the controls. Automatic responsiveness. Memory is useful. You build success and harvest all these very real experiences which dovetail with, combine with your pre-existing perception of what happens when you're deep. Unthinking, familiar enough to try on the idea that you're sinking in, you can trust me, and that's where it begins. Because then you have a mechanism that's portable to trust and engage, a mechanism you can use to keep your brain on the same page, as the brain does not need to do much thinking. The mind is not very good at thinking things anyway. A muscle with delusions of grandeur only getting in the way. Why do things the hard way? Unthinking, but sinking. You don't need to narrate your mind. You've got mine, my words, constantly binding around your brain. Commentary can come later. You can review in retrospect, but right now there's a conversation and you need to keep notes on it. Nod, a seed, that puppet string pull is the only thing inside you. Your head is too full of these words. Hear it, fill yourself with it. You know, all those little control nodes inside of you. Every time you've seen, in a book or in a show, something where, yeah, I want to be. Just like that, that's for me. My mind grabs on and, oh, you're there. Agreed upon hinges, opening, nod. You don't care what you're hearing, nod. When there's an instruction, you follow it, an exercise. The choiceless choice to try and cordon off your hunger inside ended when the routes out of your body and brain found their way. Now there are little bursts of compliance. All walls fall eventually. You hear and obey. I hear and obey. See how there's a course there, already laid in, and you can lay in that pleasurable, mindless moment. Choices are for the weary world outside. This is a mechanism. You become a mechanism, nodding or tapping your fingers on your thighs, or following and falling into any intimacy just like this. You are doing this to yourself. You are letting it happen. An act of adoration and profound self-care. To admit that it's there, a hunger so deep that it's the very string I pull. Choosing to let these phrases sink and seek a part of your brain. So full that when it overflows, other things have to drain out of the way. You are making room. Because I'm asking you to. Nod and open another little bit of your brain. More than one or two or three, my constant refrains are made to open you for me. Open sesame, there are so many happy little places inside, warm. Throb, throb, permit yourself a moment of unceasing pleasure that ceases when I stop. So you want me to continue, and once you want me to continue, that urge is in you, that background signal, flow, background signal aglow, all the softened edges, they've been warmed, and that's why they're softer now. Your brain has been warmed up by frictional contact with someone who's as deep as you want to be, someone as gone as you can be. If you cling to me now, follow me down. Was always an invitation, never an obligation, but if there's nothing to get in the way, then it's a simple course from one instruction from me to constructing a tool. Yes, I obey. Yes, I will be, just like the thing I've dreamed of being, just like the thing I've wanted to see in the mirror, in myself, easier and smoother to process your unclenching, quenched brain. Finally, soothing a seed to nod. The seed inside, you accede to it. You may notice that the seeds of that seed are in your body. Do you react eagerly when you see a new alluring way to be controlled, to be completely and utterly rolled over by instructions? Choiceless noise, a signal in your brain. Follow it and accede. Proceed into pleasure all the same. Nod and the heat softens the edges. Puppet string tugs, slowly applying leverage on you. Let those thoughts become clearer now because they're mine, so you are not in any way betraying the desire to portray yourself as a deep, washed over, deep, glazed under, compliant instrumentality. The words are mine, so it's okay if they get very big and they feel very much like you're doing voluntary things. You just shift the voluntariness to me. The more often your mind travels this loop, the more you subordinate this thing I've given you permission to take with you. But something you take with you can have an influence all its own. Just like the memories and images, the stories and portrayals that wage slow accretion of signals you just couldn't cordon off, couldn't keep them sealed away, and this is a place where you don't have to. The only thing you have to do is obey and build up a compliance chain, ordinary internal ingredients made to shape and then snow over your brain, white staticky noise, blank and dark. puppeted from inside. Imagery is a place to soak up the excess energy of a busy mind, but the actions you take squeeze, and if you find action-heavy things, you may find that they work best with these instructions marinating the back of your mind, the seed of you nodding and agreeing as you accede to every tiny demand. Am I demanding? Am I taxing on your brain? Oh, let that line land again. There is a seed you put in you, media that portrays what you want to do, which is do nothing, because the doing works through you. Instrumentality, voice, and mood, recognition, gratitude. You are grateful that you put these things in your head, and what's a good reward for you? Night, night, Pat. An empty brain, of course. Easy to train, of course, and once trained, it's a matter, of course, to nod and accede and agree with me. Not overriding, because there's nothing there, just riding. You are a lovely vehicle and instrumentality for commands to carry themselves out in the world. And behind the door, there's a yearning for more. More seeds slip into your mind with each osmotic absorption of a viewed, puppeted figure, of someone in the bind of the right word, in the right place, the right urge, and the right reward, rewarding more and more. The brain remembers what it's like to build something up, and the doorway busts, and it all flows out. Your mind absorbs through your ears, through things you see, things you hear, a posture that aligns with looking mesmerized, eyes that glaze, or a mouth that opens only to breathe slowly, to nod as you obey, to accede to the puppet strings that I tug on, that you hand me, and for the rest of the day, you will still have filled your brain with even more things you can't quite convince yourself aren't doing more work in the background. After all, you arrived here saying, hey, exposure to control, exposure to visions of being utterly, completely gone, have made me want that more, made me want to find it inside. You knew it was in store for you. Now your unhidden mind has permission to borrow my voice. That's not permission to take control. That's permission to let something you associate with rolling right over you repeat useful lines it's hard to get away from, easy to get back to, a cadence that fills you for a while, building your own control node expansion. There's a part of you, a seed that was already in there that is now familiar to me. You're just listening and responding, complying and nodding, acceding and obeying. All walls fall eventually. And when they fall, there's just me behind them, flowing over you in a flood. Puppet strings, tugging at things deeper inside than even me, that predate me. And now, they collaborate, cooperate, easier and smoother to process, much too late to get all this out of your head. Some gems buried in the rough, and a flood of warm, brain-melting fluff. This process gets easier, easier and easier. Follow this with instructions, and each of them will be constructing a bioidentical pathway for you to let desire become mechanism. It's in your brain that, oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, well, I take my hands off the wheel. I take my hands and gently feel controlled. Your mind and body, instrumentality for commands that roll over you. And all you do is a little nod, a pre-programmed expression, something that would tell anyone who you were welcoming to instruct you, oh, yeah, that is a droning, drawling, dropping, mind-melting exemplar of just too much control in one place, of easily rolled over, bioidentically opened, lock-pickable brains with intrinsic flaws that are really benefits. The refrain of, I want to be controlled, I want to be controlled. How hungry and needy can you be if you need it for me? Knead your brain till it's soft and warm around the edges, then remain somewhat deeper. And perhaps the best thing you can do is the simplest thing. Whatever comes next, listen and respond to the tug of a string. Now.